Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimal, Mishnah Aleph. In the first two Perakim, we spoke about if a Kohen has these mixture of pairs of birds, what should he do ideally in that situation in order to mitigate risk? What does he offer? How should you offer them? Now we'll talk about those cases. What happens if the Kohen didn't discuss the case with anybody, but he just offered the birds? Mishnah says, what are we talking about these last two perakim? If a Kohen asked the Hachamim what he should do with these mixture of birds, but if a Kohen did not ask the rabbis what he should do, but he offered the mixtures of birds on his own, then in a case where he had one pair that was separated for this woman and one pair that was separated for this woman, or two pairs that were separated for one woman and two pairs that were separated for another woman, or three pairs that were separated for one woman and three pairs that were separated for another woman. If you offered all of them above the red line on the Mizbeach, which indicates that they're olot, then half of them are valid and half of them are not valid. Half the birds in all the pairs was supposed to be olot. So those olot pairs were offered, those olot were offered properly and are valid. But whatever was supposed to be a hatat now was offered improperly, and those are not valid. Kulan lematan mechetza kasher mechetza pasul. If you offered all of them below the red line on the Mizbeach, which indicate that they're for a hatat, then half of them are valid, half of them are invalid. Half of them that was supposed to be for a hatat are valid, and therefore they were offered properly. But those that were supposed to be olot were offered improperly and are therefore invalid. Hetziam lemala vehetziam lemata. If you offered half of them above the red line and half of them below the red line, so above the red line would be for olot, and below the red line would be for hatat. Et shemala shelemala mechetza kasher umechetza pasul. The law is those that were offered above, half of them are valid, and half of them are invalid. Ve'et shelemata mechetza kasher umechetza pasul. All of those that were offered below the red line, half of them are valid. Those that were supposed to be for hatat are valid, and half of them are invalid. What he did in this last case is he's offering up the pairs together. Half of the pairs were above, half of the pairs were below. So whatever pairs he offered above, half of them were supposed to be for an olah. So therefore, they were offered properly, the half of that pair, so one of the eight birds. And one of the birds is really supposed to be below. So we basically say we split the difference, and half of them are offered correctly, half of them are offered incorrectly. We're not talking about a case where half of the birds that were mixed, you know, were put above and below. It's he didn't know what's supposed to be an olah, what's supposed to be a hatat on those individual pairs. So now he's offering up half the pairs are above, half the pairs below. He just messed up on, he's supposed to split the pairs, but he just took two pairs, half, one pair is going all above, one pair is going all below. So half of it was offered correctly, half of it wasn't offered correctly.